This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Talley. Here's today's headlines. GOP targets costs and taxes. Canceled reservoir project costs $24 million. Farm soil, a nitrogen oxide polluter. Democrats take sides in House Ag race. Republicans target taxes and regulatory costs. After gaveling in the new session this week, lawmakers immediately filed 128 bills. While many are spot bills to be fleshed out later, others seize on political priorities. Several address California's rising fuel and energy costs. Looking to maintain a moment from a gas price backlash, Republicans are pushing to repeal the recent update to the low-carbon fuel standard and to require the board to approve the cheaper E15 fuel blend by July. Other bills would task CARB with filing regular reports on regulatory impacts to gas prices and to consumers in general. Democrat Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Stockton wants to do the same for the Public Utilities Commission. Other GOP bills seek to cut staffing costs from the state budget and increase the voting threshold for raising taxes. Los Vercos demise cost taxpayers $24 million. The cancellation of an expansion project for Los Vercos Reservoir in September cost the state $24 million in grant money. In just 6 years, the project's cost ballooned from $980 million to nearly $1.6 billion, that due to inflation and scheduling delays. The California Water Commission had fronted the money to the Contra Costa Water District to cover expenses for planning and permitting. It was lined up to eventually receive $459 million in all from the Prop 1 water bond passed in 2014. At last month's hearing, commissioners expressed surprise over the sudden collapse and dismay that the project's quarterly reports had not indicated it was in distress. They sought to ensure the remaining projects in the queue are still in good financial standing and to avoid any further losses. It seems like a big number to me when I think about all the other things that could have been done with that taxpayer money, said Commissioner Sandra Matsumoto. Remember, in 2020, a proposal to build Temperance Flat Reservoir in the San Joaquin Valley fell apart after a 20-year push. While it was also a Prop 1 project, it had not received any early funding. The commission later redistributed the Temperance allotment to the other seven projects. You can read about how permitting rules may be stalling California's climate goals on the AgriPulse West newsletter, hitting inboxes later this morning. Farm soil is a hidden nitrogen oxide polluter in Salton Sea. A UC Davis study has found that a quarter of all nitrogen oxide emissions in the Salton Sea regions come from soil, averaging 11 tons per day. Ian Faluna, a UC Davis Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources professor, said he suspects air quality across the state has largely stopped improving due to underestimated sources such as soil and wildfire. The Salton Sea Air Basin runs through the Coachella Valley down to the Mexican border and is one of the most polluted air basins in the country, in a region that produces more than $2 billion in annual agricultural sales. House Ag Democrats starting to take sides in ranking member race. Democrats on the House Ag Committee are starting to line up behind the candidate seeking to be the panel's ranking member. Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota, Jim Cost of California, challenging Representative David Scott of Georgia for the minority top spot. Scott is the most senior Democrat on the committee, followed by Costa. Craig was first elected to Congress in 2019, joined the panel that same year. Representative Don Davis of North Carolina who serves as the vice-ranking chair of the committee, said he's supporting Scott to continue in the role. "We still have the farm bill ahead of us," Davis said. "I think he's been a good person to definitely work with as ranking member." Representative Eric Sorensen of Illinois said he's leaning toward Craig given her success communicating with agriculture stakeholders and increasing margins in tough districts. Craig, who noted she served on Scott's whip team during his 2020 bid for committee chair, said that passing the farm bill, protecting the nutrition title, and ensuring climate guardrails remain in place for conservation funding are top priorities for her. Craig said, quote, "I think that this moment in time requires us to look at who has on this committee in particular the vision for moving not only the committee forward and empowering the members, but also the vision of for how we help bridge the gap with Democrats in rural communities." Scott's take, well, he told AgriPulse last night, his fate as a ranking member, quote, is in God's hands. He said he's reminding colleagues he's done a lot of good work. "I had a great surgery on my back to make sure I have an opportunity to continue to fight," he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Ag members named to Democratic leadership roles. Two Senate Agriculture Committee members have been named to the Democratic leadership for the next Congress. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, who's in line to be the committee's ranking member in 2025, will chair the Steering and Policy Committee, the number three leadership slot. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey will chair the Strategic Communications Committee. Economists, tariff hikes unlikely to close trade deficit. Rising tariffs on U.S. imports, as President-elect Donald Trump has threatened, is unlikely to address one of his major economic grievances, that a growing U.S. trade deficit, and could have the opposite effect, some economists say. When you put a tariff on in the U.S. economy, the exchange rate will appreciate. That'll make your exports more expensive. That'll start shifting the trade balance. Warwick McKibben, a professor of economics at the Australian National University, said during a panel yesterday hosted by Singapore's Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy and the Peterson Institute of International Economics. Trump has long raised concern about the U.S. trade deficit, arguing trade imbalances hamper U.S. growth and job creation. In his first term, he tasked the Commerce Department and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to probe the underlying causes of persistent trade deficits, and he imposed sweeping tariffs on U.S. imports without closing the U.S. trade gap. Trump is unlikely to fare any better in his deficit-trimming crusade in the next administration, the analysts warned, given that his other economic priority, cutting taxes, runs counter to the plan. The tax cuts that Trump is envisioning would also go further to strengthen the U.S. dollar, said Maurice Obergefell, a former member of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisers and now a Peterson Institute senior fellow. He doesn't understand the effects of these policies that are being proposed, which are very likely to be very counterproductive. Well, here's today's final word. Californians, especially the hardworking residents of the Central Valley, deserve to know the true cost impact of government programs as they are barely scraping by. That GOP Assemblymember Alexandra Macedo of Tulare, who filed legislation on gas prices immediately after taking office. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 4th. brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.